Missourians can now register to vote online, and a new bill in the Missouri legislature will allow deployed members of the military to designate a proxy to file for office for them. Here to talk about these election-related issues on the phone is Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander. Secretary Kander, thank you so much for your time.
Pleased to be with you. Thanks so much.
Well, let's start with the new bill that was introduced by Wayne Wallingford in the Senate. Why is this important that deployed military members can appoint a proxy? Because can't they already just file by mail?
They can. Right now, under Missouri law, they can, using certified mail when they're deployed, they can file to run for office. But what they cannot do is they cannot have an opportunity to potentially be first on the ballot. So, you know, anybody who's been around electoral politics knows that candidates put a real premium on the possibility of having their name be first on the ballot, so much so that, for instance, when you file at the Secretary of State's office, you draw a number if you file on the first day for the possibility of being first on the ballot. The law right now doesn't allow deployed service members to have that possibility. So what this does is it allows them to appoint a proxy who can go in their place and draw a number for them on the first day. So they have a chance. Really, the reason I think it's important is it levels the playing field for deployed service members. You know, I never deployed while I was in elected office, but I was a captain in the Army, and I did deploy to Afghanistan. And so I'm familiar with the fact that when you're over there, you have a lot of things on your mind. You're trying to focus on some pretty important stuff. And my view, now that I'm a veteran and not a service member, is that anything we can do to decrease sort of the what's on the mind of and the distractions for folks who are overseas is helpful, and it's something we should strive to do.
This would specifically affect one of our local elected officials, Scott County Prosecuting Attorney Paul Boyd. He's currently in the National Guard and deployed to Afghanistan, so he won't be able to show up in person to refile in February.
That's right. Lieutenant Colonel Boyd is with the 35th, and he's over in Afghanistan now. And, you know, we, in fact, just announced within the last couple of days that, you know, his wife is supportive of it. So, for instance, if we get this bill passed, and I believe we will early in session, you know, his wife could go for him and be his proxy and draw that number and give him a chance of being first on the ballot.
Changing topics a little bit, your website now allows Missourians to register to vote online. Why do you believe that this was a necessary step for Missouri elections?
Well, you know, I think that people have come to expect a certain level of convenience in this day and age, whether it's from a local retailer or whether it's from state government. And there are 15 other states that allow voter registration some part of it to be done online. And so what we've done here is all we've done really is we've allowed folks to fill out the voter registration form online. And what I like about this so much is that there's really no other part of the process that changes. The only part of the process in voter registration that has changed is the experience of the voter. We've just added a level of convenience there and in addition added an extra layer of security. So I think it's all around really a good step, and I'm proud that we were able to make Missouri the 16th state in the country to do this.
Now, states that have already been doing this, you mentioned there are 15 others that have electronic registration. Have they seen an increase in participation in voting?
You know, I'm not sure what the other states' results have been, but what I can tell you is that we did this about 3 weeks ago, and since then we've had over 550 Missourians either register to vote for the first time using the online form or do their change of address online. So, you know, the other thing is, I don't think it's probably any surprise to you that December and January are generally not the hottest times of year for voter registration activity, pretty far from an election. So the fact that over 550 Missourians have taken advantage of this in the last 3 weeks, I think demonstrates that it's something that people appreciate. The overwhelming majority of the reactions I've received to it have simply been that this just makes sense. I mean, people just kind of feel like it's common sense.
Now, your office also started the Election Integrity Unit this year. What exactly is that?
Well, the Election Integrity Unit is a unit that we created within the Elections Division of our office, and it exists to uphold the integrity of our elections, but also safeguard the confidence of Missourians in our elections. So what it does is it investigates any credible complaint that we receive. Either folks can go online and send in a complaint, or they can call into the office. And so as long as it's within our jurisdiction in our office, we investigate any credible complaint of election violations or irregularities, and we get people a written response. And so if you go to the Elections Integrity website, for instance, you'll see that there are several cases that have been handled by the office, and we put them right there. It's very transparent. We put it right there for Missourians to take a look at and see the results.
Let's talk a little bit about ethics reform and campaign donations, because in Missouri, there's no limit on campaign donations. Is this something that you've worked on in the House during your time there? Is this the year that the Missouri legislature gets serious about campaign donation limits?
Well, I certainly believe that it should be. I mean, you mentioned that I've worked on it for a long time. I feel really strongly about this issue. When I served in Afghanistan, I was an Army intelligence officer, and I did anti-corruption investigations and within the Afghan government. And basically, my job was to figure out which bad guys were pretending to be good guys. And I came home, and I got elected to the state legislature. I got to Jeff City, and I found there was plenty of anti-corruption work to do there, too. So it's just, I was stunned when I got there, the way the system works. And I remain upset by it. And I just think, this is an issue that I really think this is only controversial in one place in Missouri, and that's in the state legislature. Everybody else around the state understands that when you have the worst campaign finance and ethics laws in the entire country, you have a responsibility to fix them. And I'm very excited that next week we are going to announce our proposal for campaign finance and ethics reform. We're working with Representative Kevin McManus out of Kansas City, and we'll be working with him. He'll file a bill on our behalf that has the ability, if the legislature will take it up and pass it, to take Missouri from having the worst ethics laws in the country to having the strongest ethics laws in the entire country. And I think it's the most comprehensive proposal, certainly, that anybody's seen, at least during my time in public service, and most comprehensive I've seen. So we're pretty excited about it.
What do you think, in your opinion, any serious legislation that deals with this needs to include?
Well, it has to start with some of the basics. And you know, the other thing is that there are some good proposals out there this year already. You've seen several bills filed, for instance, in the Senate. Senator Roop, Senator Lamping, Senator Nasheed have all filed good bills. And our proposal encompasses a lot of their ideas as well as puts in a lot of others. And so you got to start with the basics. You got to have campaign finance limits, and they got to be effective. You got to have a ban on money laundering so that they're effective and you can't get around them. We need to close the revolving door that allows legislators to leave office and the next day be a paid lobbyist and lobby their colleagues. We need to get rid of lobbyist gifts to legislators. We need to put in a law that makes it illegal to obstruct an investigation by the Missouri Ethics Commission. I mean, think about that for a second. Our laws in the state are so lax that there is no penalty for lying to the Ethics Commission when they investigate a potential violation of the few ethics laws that we actually have. And that is the very definition of a toothless set of laws. Those are the basics. Those are just the beginning of what you need.
Now, is all of this a hard sell in the legislature?
The reality is that it's always going to be difficult to get a legislative body to police it. And I'm realistic about that. I'm realistic about the fact that there's no interest group in Jefferson City called Big Ethics. You can't guarantee your reelection by carrying the water of Big Ethics. Big Ethics is not going to write your big campaign contribution. And the fact is that legislators like free stuff. They don't want to get rid of their gifts. They like free dinners. They like free ball games. And they like being able to accept really big checks for their reelection. I understand all that. But the fact is that none of that should matter, because at the end of the day, we're all elected to represent the people of this state, and we need to do our best for them. And when the system is one that has the worst set of rules for how you govern yourself in the entire country, you gotta expect that that system is not going to produce the optimum policy results. And so I think that this is not an issue among other issues. This is an issue that if you get it right, you get better outcomes on every other issue. And so that's why I feel so strongly about it. And so we're just going to keep working hard to make sure that they get it done, because they really need to.
Well, finally, before I let you go, we've had a lot of snow and ice this week. Are you aware of any scams out there that target people who need help during this winter storm?
No, it's a great question. Kind of alludes to the fact that our office works our office has the Securities Division, and we work to make sure that Missourians are protected from fraud. To my knowledge, we've not received any specific complaints about if it's related to the weather. But I would encourage Missourians, whether it's a scam of that nature or any other scam where they're solicited, anything where they think it just might possibly be too good to be true or they have any doubt at all, to reach out to our office, then go to MissouriSafeSavings.com and find out all the different ways to reach out to our office. But we're always eager to protect Missourians from fraud, to let Missourians know about potential fraud, potential scams that are out there, and to try and make Missourians whole when they have been defrauded.
We've been talking today with Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander. Secretary Kander, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You too. Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate it.